So the Mishnah says, Mishenichnas Av Mimatim Besimcha. When the month of Av begins, we minimize our joy. In contrast to Mishenichnas Adar, Marba Besimcha. So one of the Minhagi Ashkenaz is, during the month of Av, how do we minimize our joy? So there's a minhag not to have basar v'yayin. It's not to have wine and meat during this time, because those are two things that increase our joy.
This is a good question. Yesterday, Abdallah, what you did?
Good question. We'll get to that. You might have to come back.
I wasn't here, so I didn't.
You might have to come back to tomorrow morning to hear the answer tonight.
I have to give it to my kids to drink already.
What did you do?
I didn't do anything.
You didn't make Abdallah?
My wife was lying down. She was asleep already.
So you didn't make Abdallah yet?
Not yet.
Okay, we'll work it out.
You can use vodka.
You can use grape juice if you want, but either way, we'll discuss.
Grape juice.
Okay.
That's my wife.
Okay, but I'll give the whole shiur on either tonight or tomorrow. We're gonna get to that. But I have a more important question than at the moment. So that is an Isser bus. So we know, except so. However, if it's a Sudas Mitzvah or Shabbos, so we know, not only do we eat meat on Shabbos, even at Shalosh Shuddish, you could have bus of a Yayin. And we will see, even next Shabbos.
Why would you say even? It's still Shabbos.
Yeah, no, because right. It's because Shalosh Shuddish, some people even who don't usually eat meat on Shalosh Shuddish. Like there's no, I'm just saying it's more psychologically even, but not halachically. Shalosh Shuddish is the same din, but even if you don't normally have it, you could still have it. In fact, the Lashon is for next week, when it's the 9th of Av next Shabbos, you could have Kisuda Shlomo HaMelech in its own. Well, maybe because it's Tisha B'Av on the calendar, so no, we don't affect. There is different opinions on that, but we assume you eat a regular, you could have your regular meal, meat and wine, so even next Shabbos.
I saw in the, what's it, booklet, I can't remember the that you can tell meat, but then even if you make Shabbos in Shabbos late, you must stop at sunset having meat.
Yeah. Well, next week, this week.
Some Saturday night. Sunset.
Yeah, well, you can't eat anything, so forget about me.
Yeah. Exactly, okay.
But next week is... Well, technically, the 9th of Av is Shabbos, and we'll be fasting on the 10th of Av. So, for Tisha B'Av, that's a luck in general. Once sunset comes next week, we can't eat anything. So, forget about meat and wine, you can't have anything. The fast, since it's Ben HaShemashos, it's Shkia, so therefore, it's a different state. You could actually still sit on chairs and stuff, because that's Avelos Befahesia, because it still might be Shabbos.
Do you want lead coffee?
Do I want what?
Coffee from Jason?
Yeah, why wouldn't I?
Do you
can stay on chairs until you exit Shabbos.
As during the week, we'll be going into more, but it's kind of like no man's land after Shkia, before nightfall. So in terms of eating, you don't have to be eating. But we don't do anything. You can leave your shoes on. I think some briskers on Machmer, they go to sleep. They lie down, so therefore they're not sitting. But either way, so the luck is stop eating, but everything else, we treat it as Shabbos. But that's the next Shabbos. So let's get back to this week. So there's a luck of Vasu V'Yayin. So the question is,
sort of just a sneak preview. Look, you're not supposed to learn on Tisha B'Av. That means that next Sunday morning, presumably there won't be a meeting here.
Right.
I suppose. Because you're the rabbi.
Or be on Devarim Haram, but right.
Ah, yes.
So they point out is, what about the question of leftovers? So of course, you can go ahead now. And let's say you had a whole Shabbos meal and you made all the food. And now what could I do? You can't go ahead and take out the barbecue. See, it's the 9 days. My gas tank ran out on me after I finished barbecuing Friday. So I don't have to refill now until another week. But what happens if you have leftover meat from Shabbos, chicken? What about eating leftovers during... Or, let's say you're having a Sudas Mitzvah. Let's say you're having a Siyum during the week And then could I, let's say I have leftovers from the sea. I mean, is one permitted to eat leftover meat?
Why
during,
would one think why, the answer
exactly,
is yes?
Why would one think it's yes? Right, so actually, so we'll get to that, but it, actually, we'll see, today could be a lot different than today with fridges and freezers, that won't be an issue, but that was a factor in the decision in terms of throwing out food, yeah.
What if your egg isn't kosher? It's baltashchis, like, you know?
No, but that's different. Also, right. But the simple shot is why would I think you can eat leftovers?
Yes.
Why should leftovers the same meat? It came from the same cow. Why should it be different? So I'll have to refer you to a Gemara in Chulin and Dav Yud Zayin. What?
Basar shlamim. It's not like leftovers aren't like on the same madriga.
It's not like nosar, you mean? Yeah. But I'm saying is.
It's not like nosar.
So the Gemara says. So the Gemara says in Chulin as follows. The Gemara says, "What about the following question? When the first, let me give you some facts before I ask the question. The facts of life were, even though kosher began in Har Sinai, but the laws of Shechita, the way we know it today, didn't apply until the Jewish people entered the land of Israel. So in the Midbar, it's what." They ate in the Midrash. It's called Basar Nechira, which, according to different opinions, did it mean that they could just eat Stam and Avela? Well, no. It was a quasi form of Shechita. It wasn't, let's put it this way. Everyone agreed today that wouldn't be kosher. So the food they could eat in the Midbar would not be able to eat in today, or even once they entered the land of Israel. So the Shiloh, the Gemara asked, the Jews were traveling in the Midbar. They're about to enter the land of Israel, and lo and behold, they had all this extra basar nechira left over. And now they're in Israel. Could they go ahead? So clearly now when they're going to slaughter an animal, they have to slaughter the animal with the laws of Hilchos Shechita, because that's the new din of kashrus. But what about the when they made this basar nechira, it was kosher, they still have it in the suitcase. They still have it. Could they go, maybe they put salt on it, I don't know, to make it more appetizing. But they had this basar nechira, so could they eat it now when they entered the land of Israel? That's the Gemara Shaila. So
I would say no.
So the Gemara, we'll see, is gonna say teiku. They leave it, they're not sure. In other words, so Rashi's bothered by, like, who cares? Like, or Mefarshim, but like you,
yeah, it's never going to come
exactly.
Up
exactly. Do you have any bus? No one last I checked, no one has any bus or nechira on them anymore. So who? Well, with this stam draying around, some nice, you know, that's the whole discussion. Is there any point to having a chakira without a nafkamina? In other words, two ways of looking at something. So I'll ask my nafkamina. There is none. So do I say who cares or? So I think that's the way the Rav Soloveitchik, and he says, if there's no nafkamina, he's draining in philosophy. You have to. And others say no. Bir Kashmu, I believe, says no. It's Talmud Torah. If you understand the sugya better, then it's still. So either way, that's a discussion among the gedolim whether a chakira without a nafkamina. But here, so the Gemara, who cares? If you can eat the bus, how does it affect me? So Rashi, right? Rashi is bothered by the question, and Rashi writes, "Drush v'kabel schar." I'll tell you why. It's Talmud Torah. In other words, it's like we have a ben sora amora. We have a lot of rebellious children today, but not the rebellious child the Torah is talking about, the one you kill. Ben Sora Morir, about the whole details, looking up in the 8th Perek in Sanhedrin, all the details. And even so, it's almost impossible to happen. So he says, Drush V'Kabel Skar. So same thing here, right? You're right, there is no nafkamina. It's an interesting shiloh, something to give a Sunday morning shiur on, whether you can eat leftover basar and nechira, but there is no practical relevance.
Who says there's no nafkamina? There's no, that exact circumstance may not repeat itself, but something similar enough could, and now that understanding.
Very good. You're all saying like the Rush now. So the Rush says there is, so exactly. So Rush says, what do you mean? Of course there is no nafkamina for basar and nechira. But from Bas and Nechir, we could learn out other halakhas. So that's what the Rosh says. I'll tell you, there, of course, there's The Gemara had to teach me this. You know why? Because we have another halakha. It happened years later. See, today, we have what we call kosher cheese. You know, it's one of the, that was one of the divides, kosher cheese, kosher wine. Why is cheese and wine different? Because the ingredients were kosher. But the rabbis made, well, for the wine, maybe, if it's wine used, that could be daraisa. But generally today, it's tam yenam. In other words, the ingredients are kosher. It's just that we assume for intermarriage purposes or whatever reasons, we need a Jew involved in the whole process. So it's tam yenam, but it's not the ingredient. It's not an ingredient issue. It's other halal. Same thing with cheese. Like Gentile making the cheese. In fact, I know how to... My father had a friend of mine, Dorman's cheese, who basically, he wanted to know why he couldn't eat cheese. Well, maybe you could have, but either way, because it was involved in, you know, non-Jewish process. So cheese is that the ingredients were okay, except it's the issue of you can't eat, you know, chalavakum. So therefore, the shaila was, let's say in the year 1800, the rabbi got up and said, that's it. We can't eat non-Jew. Up until 1800, you could eat people ate regular cheese. As long as it was kosher, you ate it. Or before you had the issue of bishulakum, so what if a non-Jew cooked for you if it was kosher? So let's go with cheese. That's what the rest uses. So cheese was deemed kosher. 1800, they moved the goalpost. And now they said, we're adding some more restrictions based on the times. And now doing the same type of cheese is no longer kosher. Its ingredients were kosher, but the rabbi said you couldn't eat cheese from an akka, from a non-Jew. So let's add one of these 5-pound Miller cheeses wherever they kept them. And, or maybe they probably, that's why they didn't have 5-pounders, because there's no way they salted them up, whatever, preserved them. And now I have 3 pounds left. Do I have to like throw them out, give it to someone else, or can I eat them? Do I say that since when I made the cheese, it was kosher, so I go with the good old grandfather clause?
Problem is, we didn't have a grandfather clause. They tekued it.
No, so
there was no conclusion.
The teku was on the me. Yes, yeah, so comes along the rush and says, he says, we have precedent. Let's go back to the Gemara and Chulin. The rush says, So what did the Gemara say? Teku, correct. So teku means that, basically it really means that when you're younger, they teach you in day school, in yeshiva, it stands for Tishbi Yitaretz Kushiyas V'Abayas. In other words, Eliyahu HaNavi, Tishbi, will come and answer up all the shilas. But it probably just means from the word, the briskos, that's not what it means. It's just to get the kids to think about the Mashiach, whatever. But it really means from the word tik. It's like a suitcase. You put it away, and Eliyahu will come. Why Eliyahu and not Moshe? That's a separate discussion. But Eliyahu will come and give us the answer. So the question is, it's a suffix. So we have a general klal in halacha. Suffix da'oraisa l'chumra, a doubt regarding a biblical law was strict on. Suffix derabanan l'kula, a doubt regarding a rabbinic law we're lenient on. So Rav Rush says, when it comes to basa nechira, we're dealing with the din daraisa of shchita, the food might not be kosher. Okay, so it's teiku, safek daraisa ul-chumra. You can't eat the basa nechira. However, cheese, we're talking about an issa drabanan. We're talking about a rabbinical institution of cheese. The cheese from Minatora is fundamentally kosher. So safek darabanan l'kula, the Rush claims one could eat that cheese because since it's a doubt on a din drabanan, Suffolk, the Rabban, and Lakua. And the Chida, others raised a different shaila in terms of even when the rabbi set up not to eat cheese, did they set it up like retroactively? It could have been, you have to know what they could have said. Part of the institution was, don't worry, you could eat no more. So it could depend also on that. But assuming we don't know what they did, so therefore it's a Suffolk. So therefore the Rush says, there's a very halachal ma'isa gemara bus in that we don't have it. But we see from here the leftover cheese that Bri brought from Buffalo we can eat now. Before Canada said you can't bring in any more cheese, so whatever. Okay, so that's the background. We have the info now about Basa Nechira, and we have the background about cheese. Comes along the Chida, and the Chida writes, he says, one is permitted to eat leftover meat during the 9 days. He says, why? It's the Gemara in Chulin. Well, he actually says the Rush, but the Gemara, because what did the Rush say? The Rush said that you could eat the cheese, the Rabbanan cheese, that it's a suffix on, because now that we have to eat the kosher cheese and not the Gavinas Akum.
Just got to write this down.
So don't leave before. Yeah, you can quote the Chida.
No, I picked all the chicken out of my fried rice and put it aside and froze the chicken, and I ate the rice last night. And my son was like, "You're eating meat in the 9 days. It's definitely meat." And I'm like, "No, I took the chicken out, and there's still some rice. I want to eat the rice."
And there's no time of chicken either way.
There definitely is the time.
Either way, but either way, maybe we'll rely on that will be a row, and also some Malava Malka. So we have, you know, we have more room to discuss here. Those are all they're all different factors. So
what to rely on?
Yeah, either we'll continue this shiur tomorrow morning or tonight, whatever. But either way, let me just continue for a couple more minutes. It goes like this: comes along the Chida and says, if we see by the Rush said that the leftover cheese that was from before is still considered the tzafek drabanan lekula, what's the issue of eating meat during the night? It's not even a drabanan; it's a minug. In other words, really, midin ha-gemara, it's only sudas ha-mafsekes. It's the meal, which we don't have one this year because it's Shabbos. It's the last meal, you don't have to have two tavshi. The last meal you eat before Tisha B'Av, that really, that's midin ha-gemara, you can't eat meat. But really, and also, as we'll get into, it's red meat, but you can't eat meat. That's midin ha-gemara. The minig Ashkenaz developed that we don't eat meat during the whole 9 days, but it's a pure minig. Although the Aruch HaShulchan has strong words for that, but we'll get into that another time. But from a strictly halachic point of view, it's only a minig. So he says, it's even less than non-kosher cheese or chalav akum. He says, if the Rush says, we could go suffix Rabban and Lakula on cheese that was before the Gzeira Gvina Zakum, how much more so the leftover meat, which is only on pure minug, it's not even Midina Gemara, is only on the Sudah HaMafsekis, how much more so we could be making, and therefore he says one could eat the leftover meat from Shabbos or from the Siyam during the nine, what? No, the Chida. Thank you. The 20
seconds
to spare. Yeah, plenty of time. So he says we could have so that's the Chida. So so the question is, do we paskin like the Chida? Number one, and let me just point out, many poskim agreed with the Chida before we had refrigerators and freezers. That you get in, because what are you going to do? I'm going to give other answers, but and also we're going to see. Also, I'll give you another reason why to eat leftovers before I tell you why you probably shouldn't. But I'm saying we'll have to continue on that.
I did take the chicken out.
Oh yeah, no, that's.